Now it is time for the Rizdahl Marketing Group Adapt or Die Marketing Tip of the Week. As one of Minnesota's oldest ad agencies and a leading new media agency, Rizdahl Marketing Group is in perfect position to harness traditional and social media, public relations, strategic thinking, and award-winning creativity to ensure that their clients make meaningful connections with their customers. Joining me today is Jennifer Rizdahl. Jennifer, we've talked about the importance of setting measurable goals for our marketing campaigns, tracking the campaigns, evaluating their performance, and consistently making changes to make them better. But what about the other side of the equation? I capture a lead on my website, and then what?
Tom, nurturing these leads into full-blown, ongoing customers is important for any business. Marketing can play an integral role in lead nurturing by allowing you to continue building your relationship with your leads until they are ready for purchase. Trust is vitally important in building and maintaining customer relationships, and to build this trust, you need to be able to touch your customers. Once a lead has been generated, a business can foster this lead into a sale by increasing the interaction between itself and the lead, and by establishing its expertise in the industry. This can be done through touch points with email, direct mail, social media, sales calls, speaking at events, and others. The key is to show your thought leadership and give new ideas to your audiences.
How do we know which media to use and what the audience will respond to best?
To start any marketing campaign, you need to know who you are targeting. Through primary or secondary research, you find out as much as you can about your audience, what they like to do, where they congregate, how they use media, what they like to read, how they like to receive information, basically all the psychographic and demographic information about them. And then you can apply this to your marketing. For ongoing lead nurturing, you may test different media and then different messages within that media to see what your audience best responds to. The key is to build that relationship, create a strong trust factor, and when they are ready to purchase, they will look to you first.
So we have the audience information and the media they respond to. How do you put this all together to target these leads?
Remember that every lead is not created equal. Each lead is a person that is in a different part of the buying cycle, that has his or her own timeline and budget, and that is playing a distinct role in the buy decision. Your goal, when you get a lead, is to ferret out the status of that lead, basically whether it's hot, warm, or cold, and then address them according to what you know about them.
So what happens once you get the lead into the lead bucket?
We like to create campaigns that target these leads specifically. Whether they are an influencer or final decision maker, whether they are in the cold status or the hot status, all of this needs to be taken into account when creating your content. Personalize the content to what you know about the lead, and it will go a long way to building that relationship with them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Rizdahl, they have an ongoing seminar series called Adapt or Die to help businesses understand the new media landscape. To find out more about Rizdahl Marketing Group or to sign up for the Adapt or Die seminar, visit them online at Rizdahl.com or call 651-286-6700. Also, please visit the todaysbusinessradio.com website to listen to podcasts of these Adapt or Die marketing tips.